I want you to imagine that it's Christmas morning and you come downstairs and around the tree are all the presents and you're just getting ready to open all those gifts and someone realizes that all the gift tags are gone. It might create a little bit of confusion and dilemma. Whose gift is for who? I raise that possibility because I think it ties into the meaning of Epiphany. This moment that we here, particularly in the Western Church, celebrate the visit of the Magi, these Gentiles, these non-Jewish astrologers from the East who come and worship. But at this moment, that in other parts of the world, they are also celebrating the baptism of Jesus today and that revealing of Jesus. That's what happens in this moment of Epiphany. And if you remember your dictionary definition, an epiphany really means an appearing or a revealing, to see something suddenly. And what we see on Epiphany is not just Jesus, and not just who Jesus is, but who Jesus has come for. So that's part of the power of these three, these unknown number of Magi that come, because they're not Jewish. We don't know exactly where they're from. They're from the East, Matthew says. That's, many scholars think they're from Persia, which would essentially be modern-day Iran, or maybe Arabia, Saudi Arabia, that area, that peninsula, or maybe even further east. Maybe they're from India. But the point is they are not members of the, quote, chosen race of the Jewish people. They are from outside that family, and they have come to worship and see Jesus, and they do see Jesus, and they see who Jesus is, and they worship. And it's a reminder of what Isaiah also reminds us, that this light born there in the manger, this gift of love and grace and peace and forgiveness, is for all people, all nations, not just for a chosen few. That's the epiphany of this moment, to begin to see who this gift is for. Epiphany is sort of like the gift tag on the present, which we celebrate on Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus. It's one thing to celebrate the birth of a Savior. It's another thing, and maybe just as important, to be told who that Savior came to save. And Epiphany reminds us the gift of Christmas is for everyone. All people, all nations, regardless of your age or gender or race or nationality or even religion, Christ came to save everyone. The gift of Christmas is a gift for everyone. The gift tag says from God to humanity. Every single person. That's the epiphany of this moment. And there's a number of elements, I think, to this realization. The first one is to really realize and recognize that Christ was born for you. That God's love extends to you. Now, and for some of us, that takes a while to get our hearts and minds around. God loves me. That much? Christ was born for me? That in itself can take a little bit of getting used to. Some of us, it takes a lifetime to really realize the import of that. But beyond that, there is perhaps even a more difficult and powerful reminder. Yes, Jesus came for us. Jesus also came for them. Who is them, you ask? Well, who do you think them is? Who is they for you? We humans are so good at drawing distinctions and divisions and barriers and putting people into boxes. Us versus them. You know, we find it's in the news every single day. It's in our politics. It's in our religion. It's in our families. It's in our communities. It's in our country. It's in our world. Us versus them. So who do you think they are? Who are the people or the groups that you like least? Who are the people and the groups that you most would like to keep the gift of a Savior from? That's who they are. And part of this epiphany is to be reminded Christ came for you, yes. But Christ also came for them. They are loved by God. The gift is theirs, too. We're all loved by God, all given this incredible gift. Regardless of any of the divisions that we humans try to create. There is no us versus them in God's kingdom, especially not when it comes to God's love and God's gift. The light of Christmas, the light of Epiphany, the light of God's love is for all, because we all walk in our own darkness. We all need that light. But let me mention briefly a third element, I think, to Epiphany, which is how we are to respond. And this gets us to the Isaiah passage. Arise, shine, your light has come. There's our Epiphany task. Don't sit around, get up and shine. Share the light. Share the gift. No gift is much fun if you just hold on to it yourself. We're supposed to share it. This gift of a Savior. This gift of light and love and hope and peace and joy. Share it. Get up. Arise. Shine. Your light has come and their light has come too. So who are we to share it with? Them. All of them. Every single one of them. This gift of Christmas is for you and for me and for them, whoever they are, it's theirs. So our task is to make sure they know it. So, at the end of the service, arise, shine. Tell people about this great gift. Tell them, let them know, in whatever way you can. That's our Epiphany task. And I think I'm beginning to see. How about you? Amen.